Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Sissies, we are in a state.
Is there a new flavor of Oreos?
No.
Oh, they finally started a gay men who can knit subreddit?
No! And if they did that subreddit, I would report it for being sad.
Well, what is it then? Some new Keira Knightley movie?
Close. Sissies, we are excited for Vanderpump Villa, a new reality show starring Lisa Vanderpump.
Now on Hulu. Oh yeah, it looks delish, and the guys are really hot.
It's not only about the hot men, Maddie. This is a high-class show, and Lisa Vanderpump is taking us across the pond. Sissies, in this gorgeous new show, you can join Lisa and her hand-selected staff at Chateau Rosabelle, a glamorous estate in the French countryside.
With really hot French guys?
No. Well, maybe. Stop distracting me. Sissies, meet the elite staff as they work, live, and play together 24/7 while dealing with rivalry, romance, and misadventures. But don't get it twisted. The staff will need to meet Lisa's high standards as they try to provide once-in-a-lifetime experiences for their guests.
True. And Lisa has a staff. Mixologists, chefs, housekeepers, event coordinators, and a chateau manager.
Who's really, really hot.
I knew you'd get there. But sissies, not everybody has what it takes.
Oh no, it gets messy. So get prepared, sissies, because Vanderpump Villa has first-class luxury and world-class drama.
Watch new episodes of Vanderpump Villa every Monday, now on Hulu.
Hello, this is Captain Poodle speaking. Are you ready to find love?
Yes, ahoy, matey.
Love.
Do-do-do-do.
Exciting and new. Go online. They're catfishing you.
Shocker.
Fiance.
Soon you'll be flying to parts unknown.
90-day fiance.
Marrying someone you've only met on your phone.
Be they French or Chinese, a brand new K-1 visa's the key.
Ooh, the key to what, Poodle?
To love. It's 90-day gate. Let's love.
All right, we're on.
I just made a decision.
We're on.
Y'all, Poodle said, I'm just waiting for you. And I said, if I had a dollar for every time I waited for you to acclimate your biosphere, you need to live in a biosphere. Remember how popular biospheres were?
And that movie with Pauly Shore.
Yes. You could be in a... I had to make one with Richard Vertrees. Oh, he's still one of my high school friends. He was so hot. Y'all, he was the hottest guy in high school. And I love his wife, Lacey. He used to be a pig farmer in Kansas. He also served their country, both of them, because the whole family serves, and he is sexy. She's gorgeous, too. Pretty couple. Hi, Richard and Lacey. Anyway, I'll never forget my high school reunion. He was smoking pot, and he's like, do you want some? And I totally flashback. I felt pressure at fucking 31 years old that I needed a smoke doobie with Richard because I was like, hot guy asked me, what do I do?
Did you?
No.
Boy, that was a shitty end to that story. You take a bit of the doobie if the hot guy asked you.
And that's why.
You sucked him off.
And that's why you've dated a lot of guys who were in prison. Because you've made choices. Because I would do some doobie and then I would get paranoid and get naked. I had to keep my cool together.
You know what? I don't regret a single choice that I have made. I strike that.
I literally just was waiting. Y'all, welcome to 90 Day Gays.
I got a lot of regrets. But you know what? You know what, though? I don't regret a ton. I regret some things were stupid, but they taught me a lot. A lot of stuff I don't regret. I can laugh at it. But
There's only a couple of things.
I don't have a ton of shame about things that I've done. Mostly because that's all my issues. And I've kind of gotten past a lot of it. But speaking of people who don't have regrets, this is part two, you guys, of Hi.
Hi. Do we have any announcements, Poodle, this week?
Oh, we
think we do.
We didn't do that on part one. Oh, well.
It's fine. We can do them now. Y'all,
let's do that.
We have a Bicurious episode coming out this week.
It's number four of our four Bicurious per month because Lalu's gone. And y'all, you asked and we acceded to you and we're doing Bridezillas. That comes in on WeTV and that's Thursday, September 24th. I believe at 10, 9 Central, something like that. Yeah.
Yep. No, 10, 9 Central on WeTV. It's the first season of episode 13.
Yes. And of course, it's going to be ridiculous. A lot of brides with big expectations, and someone will do one thing and they'll lose their minds.
It's going to be brides with expectations and a gay man getting real and defeating all of their sense of happiness. Wait a minute.
That's like me.
That's us.
What did I? Someone said something on the Sissy Squad. That's our Facebook group. Y'all join the Sissy Squad. We have fun in there. Someone, I completely ruined something for someone this week, and I can't remember what it was. But weekly, I'm ruining something.
It's a list.
Maybe it was like the Fox and the Hound, where the little fox was like catching like water in his mouth, and I referred to it as something jizz. And it ruined that movie for, I think, Heather Poris.
Well, I think any other now, I know for our, if you're in the Gatreon at the top tier, we're going to be doing our YouTube live coming up. So look out for that. We'll let you know when.
It'll probably be not this week, but the following.
It's going to be a little different, y'all, because we're in two places now doing a YouTube live.
It'll
so
probably, well, it should be the 27th. That's Sunday, the September the 27th. So we'll have to figure that out. We might pop it to October. We'll see.
We'll see. We're doing our best. It's not Poodle.
We are locationally challenged. I appreciate you taking the mantle, but we're both having to deal with it.
Well, it's just y'all right now. I have to be at the hospital, and I only can be there from like 7 to 7. So that's my dad time, and I have to be there. And so it's a good thing Piano Cat is a night owl, but she probably hasn't been. Your Bitcoin bank account's probably very low at this point.
Because I have, now that I have to do this with you, I'm having to do morning camming, and we know how well that does. The tips were shit, by the way.
When the dad gets better, you need to send Chelsea Mara a bill.
I'm like, boop, 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 boop. I know you had cancer, but I need to get paid.
What the fuck is Bitcoin?
I need 2 Bitcoins for every client I lost.
Oh, goodness, goodness, goodness. All right. So I think that's it for announcements, right?
Yeah. So you guys, we're going to skip Kalani and Asuelo and come back to them. But because that was a good story. Let's move on to, I was saying before, people who have regrets or not regrets or just people who are just obnoxious in general. And that's Sinjin and Tania. I must say I'm really happy that as the finale of this episode, I was able to find some hate in my heart again for her. She was making me feel way too supportive of her moves.
It really does. You know, Tania really is at her worst / her best whenever she talks about her experience and feelings.
Oh, you know what?
And Sinjin's kind of just as bad now.
I feel like, and this is weird because I know we on their first season, we really liked him and we really hated her. But you're exactly right. He's just as bad in a different way.
He really is. They actually, in a way, they're too similar.
But in a completely opposing way.
Their core values and what they want to have in their life is very different, but the way they go about it in a way is very similar with this kind of like, we used to talk about this. I'm so chill and Tania, I'm so this and I'm so loosey goosey, but she's actually super panicked inside. Yeah. Whereas Sinjin actually, he's kind of so anxious and panicked. He chooses never to make a decision.
Right. They are the epitome. I'm going to read millennials right now. They are the epitome of every millennial who I've had to work with who can't make a motherfucking decision. They have to ask 1,000 questions. Because
you know, Julia Cass, you come for Poodle. You come for Poodle, you know, and you shade him because you are the exception, girl.
Come for me. But I will say the millennials who I've had to work with or just in general, there is a reluctance to make a decision until you hear all the information, like hear every side. And then only then when someone gives you their opinion, can you make a decision. It's because they're almost deluged with. So if you have a question, you go to Wikipedia. If you do something, you Google it and you get 1,000 responses, which is why they're paralyzed. They can't make a decision. So maybe it's a generational thing, but
we had Encyclopedia Britannica and you got one answer and that was it.
You knew that like the main export of Ecuador was guano. It's not, by the way. That's not true. I think it's probably coffee, the main export of, or child brides.
Our child brides.
Someone's going to come for me.
We actually never had, I shouldn't say Britannica. We had Funkin' Wagnalls. That's what we had.
We bought our encyclopedias literally from the grocery store that was sitting there, and you could get one. You bought one every month. And I remember my mother buying volume by volume by volume, and I devoured everyone. By the way, I said that so breathlessly. I devoured everyone. If you want that as your new AFR.
She's a fastidious homosexual, everyone. Fastidious to the core.
If you want that as your ASMR, I devoured them. Devoured.
Scare me.
Oh, you scared me.
Do you remember though how, because y'all, not everybody could afford encyclopedias. So like if you had an encyclopedia in your house, that was seen as like I remember it was very important for my parents to get that for us because it was showing that they valued education.
I remember that
and
too.
My brother and I going to college.
Yeah.
And all that kind of stuff.
I remember that. And my mother bought one every month at Winn-Dixie when it came out.
Where's the beef?
I believe, I don't know who, it wasn't Funkin' Wagnalls. It might have been Britannica or like World Book or something.
World Book. I think we might have had World Book too.
But y'all, I love the encyclopedia because I was one of those kids who loved learning. I just would read the encyclopedia, read the dictionary. I needed to know it all.
I wasn't as bad as you, but I used to actually look through them as well, mainly for the sex stuff so I could see a picture of a dick.
You know, after going to – we went to this thing in the afternoon in elementary school called GT with Gifted and Talented. And if you had Gifted and Talented, for us, we were bused to this kind of like portable at the middle of the county with this class with this crazy teacher with these weird ideas who we learned about art and we learned about STEM. We learned like fixed projects. It was this kind of weird America trying to make a weird superforce of children. We supposedly, and the first day Ms. Hyatt, our teacher said, you all are here because you have some of the highest IQs in your class. We were never told what it was. And my mom, when she found out who our teacher was, she's like, oh, I went to high school with her. She was such a bitch.
Wow.
And so, and wow. When she found out who my mother was, she's like, oh, me and your mother had quite a we were rivals in high school. And I'm like, makes sense. But she did like me. But I remember that was the woman who she exposed me to art for the first time and fine art. We did this whole project on Van Gogh. I was probably like fourth, fifth grade. And that kind of whet my appetite for this is what learning is, because my regular school, we learned barely nothing. And that I remember I was looking forward to all those classes. All that being said, when we get done with that, we would have to, I'm glad your hands on your head, like you were just basically waiting for me to get done with this story.
I mean, I don't know what is with you this week, but it's like the roles have switched.
I'm very verbose. So we had to finish our homework, and it would be, there was a set of encyclopedias, and we would look up sex stuff because we didn't know. We were like all fourth and fifth grade. And then because none of our parents in the South ever told you about sex, you had to like learn about it in sex ed beforehand. And when my mom tried to tell me, I was like, I've already heard about it. There's a penis and there's a vagina and there's all this. She's like, okay, good for me.
And you see, said penis, suffer. Vagina. I don't think the vagina has anything to do with anything.
Right.
Because she just went, sure.
What are we having for dinner? Cube steak. Good.
Cube steak. Good. Chicken Kiev. Okay. Let's jump back in. So basically they're leaving today. And first off, it's like, I'm interested in your take on this. What do you think of Sinjin's family? Because he's eating with his family, his sister and mom. And it's kind of like, I kind of had a problem with his family because they're basically making him feel shitty and horrible for leaving and basically saying he's going to miss out on so much. And I feel like we've already covered this.
I think this is all very representative of who Sinjin is and why he is who he
yes.
is. And I think one of our South African sissies told us this, that Sinjin is this kind of like Yahoo boy who has been spoiled in this Cape Town upbringing. And he's never, and as opposed to Ronald, who kind of grew up in a tougher area. And especially mm-hmm. both these people are white men. So they're going to have all of the, and even his friend Andrew, who looks black, maybe is mixed, definitely came from a higher position.
Because his mother even says, they're talking to him and she says like, he's like, I'm tempted to stay here. I don't know. Yeah. And they're basically, the family has no desire for him to go. And the mom was like, well, are you going to be with her? Is that part of your journey? And yeah. You're like, well, that's where you use that fucking terminology. But to me, it feels like, and maybe they're doing that, but it's like, I don't know. I just feel like I think I take marriage more seriously than they do. I just kind of feel like, and I'm not saying people that get divorced don't take marriage seriously. I'm just saying in this case, it just seem like they're almost breaking up where I'm like, no, bitch, you got a tattoo. You're married. So you're getting divorced. If you don't, it's a commitment you made.
The reason why I don't think the parents take their marriage seriously is because it was a 9-day marriage. So I feel like the parents know, and they admit they got married too early. And I see the parents' reaction and the sister and the brother as Tania basically being the anti-Sinjin in his attitude and all the other, because I think he's the golden boy of his family. And he's the prized one who is like always the free spirit. He's the funniest. He holds them all together. And they see him as kind of their goat. And that's who they're, and they really wanted someone who would knock them off their socks, who would knock off their socks, knock their socks off. What is the expression? Knock their socks off. That's it. And
well, you bit off more than you could eat.
What is the expression? Knock off socks. Knock socks off.
Wow.
And I don't think Tania ever did that. And because I really believe Tania was just a girlfriend who stayed. Let me say that again.
Yeah.
It was a girlfriend or like a hookup who stayed. And they just kind of, for him, he got used to it. And she challenges him because Tania, you guys, Tania is very intelligent. Tania can push his buttons and figure out. Sinjin's kind of smart, but really not.
He's not really smart.
Sinjin, Tania will always win in that relationship because she's smarter than he is. And Tania knows exactly what she needs to say to keep him on the line like a fish. And that's why they will always be together until either she cheats or he cheats and she says, no, I'm not having it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So that's the way it'll be. In response to what you said about his family, I think he's the golden boy. She is exactly what that family never wanted. Someone to take him away from them. I mean, I feel like everything is so colonial in South Africa that they think no other place can be that great. And where they are is beautiful. But I'd be interested to hear from other South African sissies where if it's like kind of like America, you're like, why would you go anywhere else? It's beautiful here. You know, it's wonderful in South Africa, especially in Cape Town. Because it looked gorgeous. They're right on the ocean. They definitely come from privilege. This family does.
You would have so much sex there.
I would. I will say, Sinjin's accent, I love. Ronald's accent makes me want to like chew nails. There's something about it.
But it is, think about it. Remember last season, we wanted to fuck Sinjin, and now I'm like, no.
No, they're the same. They're both disasters.
Which, let's get into that conversation of y'all. They decide to go and have some ice cream, and they talk it out.
They don't really talk it out, but where is this? He tells her, he's like, it's really going to be rough. But here's the thing too, you guys, because it's Tania, she kind of demands that both of them say everything they're feeling. This is one of the first problems. You don't need to say everything you're feeling. That's what, some things you have to keep a little held back because it might affect the person you're with, or you need to figure out a way to say it so that it can be sound super diplomatic. What Sinjin said was, it's going to be really hard for me to get on that plane today. And so she has to deal with, she says later on, I feel like I'm tearing you away from your family. So what happens is he makes her feel bad about taking him away. And then she feels bad. And then he feels bad that she feels bad. And it's this like circle of like, everyone's having feelings. And instead of let's actually talk about something that really matters, that we have really not a lot in common.
Yeah, and I think it's almost even less of what they're saying, but more the intention behind it. Because look, there's nothing wrong with sharing all of your feelings with someone if that's what you're comfortable doing. But it's the idea of, it's like when someone is, I've told people when they're upset at someone, they're like, well, I should just tell her that she upset me. And I say, well, what is your intention in doing that? Yeah. Is it for them to know that they did something that pissed you off? Or is it for you to give them a better understanding of where you're coming from so y'all both can understand one another better and actually come up with solutions to fix it? And that's where Tania and Sinjin fail. They both are talking just because they want to talk, not because they want, and they feel like they need to be heard, not because they actually want to understand the other person and fix something, what you're saying. It's that intention that is not good.
That's a better way of saying it, and I totally agree, is that they have, I think Sinjin has glommed on to her philosophy of, we just have to talk about everything we're feeling.
Yeah.
Yep. Here's the thing, y'all. Every feeling you have, I don't say to someone I'm dating, you know, I really want to fuck that guy at the next table. I just felt like I should tell you. Because it's not going to go well for me.
There is this kind of, can be like this, oh, I'm so woke. I'm so informed that, like,
yeah.
There is this telling of everything. When y'all, sometimes, it's like I was saying earlier, if you're going to tell somebody, hey, I really want to fuck that guy in the corner, just because you're having that feeling, you're not really going to fuck them, you have no desire to fuck them.
Yeah.
Is that going to help that person or is that going to hurt them?
That's a great way to approach communication, by the way. That's why this idea of we share everything. That when couples tell you that, y'all, first of all, if they're a successful couple, bullshit. If you hear that from someone and says, we have no secrets from one another, that's different than we share everything.
Mm-hmm.
Some secrets and some thoughts are good because, you know, one person would not be able to handle you saying it.
Well, and it's also processing. Look, I'm in a relationship and sometimes, or whatever, I said relationship because they're in a relationship. But with anybody, you have these thoughts of like, oh, that person's stupid or this. And then sometimes you don't say it. And when you take that pause, you realize, you know what? That was really my own shit.
Yeah.
That wasn't even about them. I'm so glad I didn't say something to hurt them. Because once it's said, it's cemented.
Ugh.
And it always will be remembered.
Yeah.
So just know that, y'all.
And know with human beings, we don't, it's not like, we're like elephants. We don't forget things.
No, and it's like the Maya Angelou. If you say something that's bad, people will remember how you made them feel.
Yeah. And it's not like us. We can't remember. We may not be able to remember who sang, I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock. It was Colin Ray, who I just remembered. But we will remember how bad you made us feel that we couldn't remember it.
What happened to Colin Ray?
The song, I think I'm on a roll here in Little Rock, or Little Rock, I believe, was all about his alcoholism. And I think he's still around. He was hot. I kind of wanted to bang him. But that goes for every country singer in the 90s. What was it? Wade Hayes? I wanted to bang Colin Ray. I wanted to bang the guy who was married to Kimberly, what's her name? Brad, what's his name?
Brad Paisley?
Yes, of course I wanted to bang him. There was something about them. It was because it was so transgressive because those were all boys who I grew up with.
Oh, in 2011, he became the national spokesperson for the Terry Schiavo Life and Hope Network.
Oh, so Colin Ray went to his
Well, I'm just...
I have so many Terry Schiavo jokes that I am refusing to tell right now, you guys.
No, you can't.
So many Terry Schiavo
jokes. It's not funny to everyone.
The other way from.
Wow. Anyway, well, y'all.
I'm trying not to get us canceled by not talking about Terry Schiavo.
No, ACAS will come for us. Godly. Y'all, so...
Y'all, what's Terry Schiavo's favorite meal? Vegetables.
Poodle! That's not funny. That is... I can't edit this out. Y'all, come for Poodle. Come for Jake. Jesus.
Come for me about that. I'm horrible because anytime something is also offensive and hard to process, I go to humor and I just start laughing like a crazy person.
Oh my gosh. I mean, I think we can go through the semantics, but basically the whole point of the thing was I want to be with you and Sinjin's like, I want to change, but I don't know if I want to change. That literally is the gist of this whole fucking conversation.
And seems like, I can't sit here and wait forever for someone else to change. And honestly, it makes me really angry because she's so fucking woke that anytime she says anything that is the least bit kind of derogatory. It feels important. And that's what really bothers me about her. And the way she says things, she's remarkably – one of the reasons I have a problem with her, you guys, is she's – if I was debating her, she's a remarkable adversary. And I would love to go one-on-one with her in like an argument. And I would like probably bone up on it for like 3 or 4 weeks because
– What if she destroyed you? What would you
that
do?
That wouldn't happen. Nope.
What if she did?
You're my friend, so I would think you would know that I would.
Oh, I'm on your side for sure. I'm on your side.
She wouldn't destroy me. First of all, if she got a couple of choice hits in, I would go for below the belt things like, love your pink shirt, wear a fucking seatbelt, which she still wasn't wearing in the car.
She said that she just moved it away from her boobs, but it was behind her.
Really? Anyway, Sinjin is very sad.
I like that you actually just got a little mad over Tania over nothing after a total fake debate that you made up in your mind, and Poodle's already like, fuck her.
No, I would, you know what? I would say, and I'm saying this dead on, if we were to debate or argue about something, it would be a draw because I respect that bitch. I don't like her. But I respect her. She's a fucking force to be reckoned with.
She's smart.
She's very smart. I still fucking hate her. Fucking Tania. So.
Wow.
Anyway. They're going. They leave. I feel like this whole storyline, you guys, has been blown out of proportion as well. I feel like everything's been dramatic. And not,
yes.
And not a lot of it's real.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
I agree with that.
Anyway, should we go ahead and do another one, or should we take a commercial now, or do one more?
My eyes are clear and bright.
I love this song.
I like the preacher from the Church of Christ.
Church of Christ. I hated Catholics.
Sorry that I cried when I talked to you last night. I think I'm on the road here in Little Rock. Solid as stone, baby, wait and see.
Boy, that song is sad.
That was a hit. That was a huge country hit.
It was.
That was
same
that
years.
That was on the stations they called positive country. Come at us if you have stations where you all call it positive and uplifting country. That means
positive.
Talk about drinking and drugging and girls and whores.
It's true. And on that note, I think we should take a commercial break.
And we'll get
back to y'all later.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, to get 30, to get 20, 20, 20, to get 20, 20, to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Poodle, you know when you're listening to a song on the radio and you get the profound feeling that the song playing was written about you?
Oh, it's not a feeling. I know a lot of songs are written about me.
What?
Yeah, when they get a little bite of Poodle, it's hard to let go. There are too many songs to even elaborate on.
That's fine. You don't have to tell us about them.
You know, the song The Scientist about me?
You slept with Chris Martin?
Coldplay.
I know he's from Coldplay.
No, I slept with Coldplay. All of them. Keep up. Lionel Richie, he was stuck on me from the very beginning. Who do you think suggested Nicole should go to boarding school?
Okay, we get it. No, Poodle, I bring this up because apparently you know what it's like to have a song written just for you, but for the rest of us mere mortals.
Your words.
Imagine having the power to gift that same incredible feeling to someone you love with an original song from Songfinch that actually is written just for them. Sissies, Songfinch lets you create an original radio-quality song inspired by your own life and the people you love. It's completely unique, personal, and it lasts forever.
Oh, I love this idea. Flowers die, chocolates melt, but a song is eternal.
Unless it's a poorly written song, then bury that thing forever.
Agreed. But I have to say, the songs from Songfinch are really fantastic. They're thoughtful, and they sound like something you would hear on the radio.
Okay, but is it hard to set up? Probably takes a lot of work, right?
Not at all. Songfinch walks you through a simple process to create your original song. Just tell them who the song is for, what style of song you want, and then share some personal details about your relationship. Then an actual Songfinch musician of your choice will write, record, and produce your original song in just 4 to 7 days.
Well, that sounds easy enough.
I know. I just submitted a song request for something I want to use on our tour, and I cannot wait to get it back. And based on the sample recordings I heard when I was choosing the singer, it's going to be so good. I also love that they had unique add-ons that make the gift even more special, like a vinyl record of your song or a one-of-a-kind art piece made from your lyrics. Or you could even add your song to Spotify. With more than 350,000 happy customers, Songfinch is proud to be called the number one custom music company in the world.
Well, Maddie, I want to have a song written about me.
But Poodle, you just said you had.
I want more.
Hush. Sissies, whether your song is for Mother's Day, Father's Day, or an upcoming graduation or wedding, or just to show a loved one how much you care, start your song now to lock in a top Songfinch artist.
And for a limited time, Songfinch is letting our listeners upload their songs to Spotify for free, so you and the lucky person you gift it to can listen to it anywhere, anytime. Go to songfinch.com/realitygaze and start your song. After you purchase, you'll be prompted to add Spotify streaming for your original song for free, a $50 value.
Again, our URL is songfinch.com/realitygaze. Don't forget to share your song with us too. songfinch.com/realitygaze.
You know, Maddie, this reminds me, you know that song from the Four Tops, Can't Help Myself?
Oh, I love that song. Sugar Pie Honey Bunch.
Yep, about me. And the funny thing is, they really are Four Tops.
So, you guys, we go to Colt.
Did you press record? Oh, you did. Okay. I was just making sure you're pressing record, because you never know.
Colt and Debbie are doing everyone's favorite mother and son activity, which is clipping their fucking cat's claws. And one, like, freaks the fuck out. Y'all, I thought this was, like, for a groomer or a vet to do. Does anyone clip their cat's claws?
Sissy used to do that with Booby.
He did not like it.
But she did it. I think this can be easier for cats and harder for dogs, because you can cut the dogs off their nail too down to the quick, and then they bleed.
Okay. Anyway, Debbie's like, itty, itty, tiny, just a little tip of it. I'm like, that's something I've heard before.
So they get some food. A guy delivers food, and then they sit down to eat, and Colt's like, oh, Mom, what'd you get? She's like, well, I got a Chinese chicken salad, or whatever she had. And she's like, what'd you get? He's like, oh, I got some vegan mac and cheese.
Vegan?
And what did she say, Poodle?
What?
What did she say, Poodle?
Vegan? 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 Vegan?
Mom, did you say gin? I'm thirsty, but we don't drink in public, remember?
Don't worry, Pee-wee. We're going to go to the bathroom in a little bit. We're going to have a little hair of the dog.
Yeah.
Y'all, I'm so glad that Debbie has Pee-wee, especially
me
for
what we're too.
In a minute. And I've got to say, this is a couple. We call them a couple because they kind of just act as one and they have little spats like one. This is interesting because I feel like Yes, Colt and Debbie are in some cycle. They need one another, but Colt will never find a woman as long as he's living with Debbie and has that kind of relationship with her. But at the same time, this is maybe not the best way to go about it.
No, and it's codependency. He's talking to his mom about all the things, but it's classic, hashtag classic Colt.
Hashtag.
And that it's funny how he's talking about her, how none of his girlfriends like his mom because of her behavior, yet, and he says, it's almost like we're in a relationship the way you act about me, but yet the way he talks to her is the way he talks about all the girls he's in a relationship mm-hmm. of, you're doing everything wrong, I'm doing nothing
I'm
wrong.
I'm a victim.
Yeah.
And to be honest,
I think I'm on a roll here in Little Red, solid as a stone, baby, wait and see. God damn you.
Colin Ray, y'all. Hot. I wonder what he looks like now. Google a picture. I want to see.
No, don't. Don't, I did. Don't, and I did.
Oh, really? It's not good?
You're not going to be happy with it. Don't do it.
Y'all, age is a brutal thing.
It is. It is.
And I just found out my middle school janitor, Tiny Carter, passed several years ago, which I assumed because she was, I thought she was like in her 60s, but turned out she was only 58 when she was my janitor.
Wow.
We had a whole discussion about my janitor, Tiny Carter, on the...
On Darcy and Stacey. I will say that... I'm not going to get that time back from that story.
We had a whole other discussion on the Sissy Squad today, and there were pictures posted because people said there was someone, you're a fucking idiot, because someone said, I need to hear more about Tiny Carter. So you know what? Wrong. Your, oh good, my
what's beeping?
My Postmates is coming in 5 minutes, so I'll pause it. Y'all, it's not my fault we have to do this around dinner time because I'm on her fucking schedule.
That's fair. So, y'all, they're having some mac and cheese. And so
he's having degen mac and cheese.
It is. And so Debbie's basically like, well, you don't talk about your feelings when you're depressed. You don't talk about it. So let's be honest. She says, let's be honest with another, with one another from right now. And then Colt is honest, and she didn't like it.
Yeah, well, he basically says, she says, I feel like she didn't, she just won a green card and citizenship. Mm-hmm. And he says, I feel like I don't have any privacy at all. And she's like, okay. And she's like, I just want you, don't interfere brazenly in my affairs. And she's like, okay. And so basically he's blaming every bad relationship, you guys, on her.
And Debbie's right to be upset.
And Debbie's like sitting there looking at him like, what did I do? What did I do to make this? And he's like, treat me like a man, which I was so fucking grossed out by.
Yes. He's like, don't do my laundry. Don't. And she's like, well, I guess I'm not going to make the bed. And I'm like,
like it's a cold day in hell for all I'll do is goddamn laundry again.
If my mother consistently did my laundry and made my bed, being the age that I am now, after the age of 30, I did not want, no, after the age of like 25, I did not want my mother making my bed.
That's weird. When I'm home visiting my parents, I have to do my own laundry. Because my mother said, I did your laundry for how many years when growing up? You're going to have to do it your own fucking self.
I mean, if my mom, if I'm home, if I ask my mom and she does it like as a favor to me, but it's like bringing home surprise pizza.
Yeah.
It's a favor. It's not what the fact that he expects this. I'm like, dude, you're fucked up. Like if you want to be a man, which is stupid. So let's just put that with a better word. If you want to be an adult, then Colt, act like a fucking right. adult.
And she even says, well, he's like, I just need to find out who I am. Like, again, he's acting like Eric. You know, do you see a pattern with Larissa's men? he's acting for the camera and he's like, I just need to find out who I am. And she goes, well, why don't you find out who you are? Then you can find out who I am.
Well, no, because he said, I feel like we don't have a friendship.
Yeah.
You guys, I'm going to tell you something. If you're out there and you've told your mother that she hurt you or that she fucked up or that she did something and your mother looks at you and says in a genuine way, I'm sorry, let's fix that. What can we do together to fix that? You're one trillionth of percentage of people who have that experience.
Right.
Every other mother is going, like, even my mother, I mean, can you imagine if you said this to Mother Poodle?
If I said any of this, first of all, she would have walked away from the first sentence. She would have cashed in her chips. And she was like, well, I guess I don't know anything. I guess I'm a bad mother. And you know what? Any mother worth her salt would have walked away after a little bit. Debbie is being remarkably patient.
She is. My mother probably would have sat through it and then said, well, I guess. And then I guess that's if that's how you feel, but... You just don't understand what it was like trying to raise two boys single by myself. And oh man, it would have been.
You know, my mother never goes for that kind of like self-pitying thing. But it's always tinged with anger. It's like, well, guess I'm a bad mother. I guess I'm a bad
mother. It's different when your parents get divorced and your mom's a single mom. That's a whole other ball game.
So first of all, Mother Poodle would say, oh, you want to be your own person? If I was having to live with her, okay, fine. I will stay out of everything. Okay. You know what? Do you want to move out? Do you want to get your own thing? You know what? You won't even see me. If you bring someone back here, I'll be like in my room hiding. I won't even talk to anybody.
I'll be like a knot on a wall.
Exactly. You won't even see me. And she's like, I won't make your bed. I won't do your laundry. You know, we won't even talk. Would you prefer that? We won't even talk. That's how
Colt's like,
would have handled the situation.
I do respect Debbie when Colt said, are you mad at me? And she goes, yep.
And she's like, I need to go to the restroom.
And she goes to the restaurant, and then y'all, we didn't see this, but we have a conversation between Mother Debbie and Pee-wee,
her facial mole,
in the bathroom, and scene.
He's a crazy boy. He thinks he can talk to Mother Debbie like that. We'll see about this, okay?
Are you okay, Mom?
No, I'm not okay. I've been really Pee-wee. My son really hurt me. Tell me you'll always be there for me.
I'll always be there for you, especially if he's out of the way.
Pee-wee, are you telling me we should murder Colt?
I didn't say it. I just thought it.
Why is your voice getting strangely scary, Pee-wee?
Because you want to listen to me, Mama. You want to listen to me, Mama.
Okay, we have to stop this. I'm freaked out myself.
I'm going to cut his brick line.
And scene.
Who? I just went to a dark place as an actor, and I'm scared of myself.
I kind of loved it. It's usually me doing that.
Wow. No, go get your fucking Postmates.
And we're back.
Who are we talking about?
We have one more couple to talk about. And that is Kalani and Asuelu.
Bravo to TLC for constructing this story because it was highs and lows and roller coasters to go.
This was hard, you guys, because this was the most in between. I think this is the most compelling arc of any story this season. This went for from sure. Kalani kind of going, whoa, I don't know what my husband is into, and then like to the deepest lows, then highs again, then lows. And I think you guys, I think Kalani might leave her husband. And I think most people out there want her to. So
can you I just raised my hand.
Can you imagine being married to fucking Asuelu and dealing with that fucking family?
He's a good
money bags.
I don't know why he's a good. I was gonna say he's a good in bed. He's a good with the salami.
You know what it is? It's just a mistake. Like, she fucked him on vacation. He was a fuck boy. Don't marry your fuck boys, y'all.
You know, this is this is a problem for in her situation. We haven't seen this season yet, but from what people have told us, there is. There is because of this religious and this is kind of what I think can be a problem sometimes with, I'm not saying women and men can save themselves for marriage. However, though, when people save themselves and then the person either maybe yeah, exactly. I know you wouldn't know.
Just checking.
But like they not really save themselves, but sometimes it's they maybe wait really a long time to have sex. And a lot of times that's great. You get to know somebody. Yeah. But at the same time, too, there is something freeing about fucking someone on the second date because you have sex is important in my relationship, but it's not the thing that bonds us together. I actually feel like the things that bond me in a relationship are the emotional points, but because of them, they have the sex and then the baby. And she came from this religious bringing of, well, you have to marry the father of your baby. This is what you have to do. And they're in the middle of fucking Utah. And it's just not the I agree with you. So you're just so right that this was a mistake. And y'all, if you're out there and if you're a new mother if you're a new mother and you feel like you have to marry the baby daddy, if you're not 100% into that, you don't have to do it.
Agree. So they're going to take money bags and Rosa to the airport. And and she's like, I don't want to hug Tammy. I don't want to see her. Girl, same. I'd rather not hug anyone.
Tammy's a bitch.
Anyway, so they're at the Comfort and Executive Suites somewhere.
Been there.
And of course, Mama Asuelu's like, oh, hello, sing song song. And she's like, whatever is broken is now fixed. And we find out that Tammy left without saying goodbye. And so I would like to do a dramatic reading of Mama Asuelu's last words to the couple. And it involves Kalani, Asuelu, take care of the kids. And Kalani, that is my son. I miss him. Now, we are ready to go to the airport, but please. You say the best things in life are free. You can get them to the birds and bees. I need money. Money. That's what I want.
We don't have the rights to that song.
The best things in life are free.
Wow.
I need money.
It was pretty hilarious when she said that. I mean, she said it was a joke, but
don't think it was a joke.
I don't think it was either.
I think it's when she said that and they went, "Grr," and Kalani was like, bitch, please.
I just want to back up to where Asuelu said, I'm hoping the goodbye with my family will go smooth and not see my wife beating up my sister. And I just put # that's country.
It is.
No, she was great. I realize I love it. I hope this doesn't sound racially insensitive because I don't mean it. But with the translation, Kalani's wife always sounds like a high priestess or like a king or queen making declarations.
Who? Kalani's wife?
Or Kalani's wife. I'm sorry. Asuelu's mom.
Oh, yeah. She always does. Yeah.
I leave you now.
She does.
And we will be happy forever.
But first, can I have a withdrawal from Kalani ATM?
But before we venture on, tell me your Bitcoin password.
It is.
She would say, tell me the password of the Bitcoin.
I will say, I feel like she asked, and it was kind of a, even if she was joking, if they would have given her money, she would have taken it.
She would say, I was kidding, but I'll take it.
Y'all, this bitch is one of the most ridiculous characters in all 90 Day. She's like at both the same times a villain and ridiculous.
She's pretty
and,
great.
Yeah. I've had fun screaming, I want money.
She wants him to forgive Tammy because Tammy just fucking left.
She just left without talking to him.
But so anyway, so they leave.
That's why she says, bye my room. Thank you for everything.
Again, that is very goodbye room. It's just so like I just want you to sit on a chair and just boss me around.
She's a weird person.
And
I don't know if she's just so Samoan that we just have no frame of reference.
Well, she's kind of like that weird grandma in Moana.
Yeah, a little bit. If William Faulkner was Samoan, he would have written this character.
Was Moana about American Samoa?
Hawaii.
Yeah, it's about Hawaii. That's what I thought.
So anyway, they are a few weeks later, and they're out to dinner. Her parents have the kids. Kalani, they're ordering drinks. Kalani gets nachos, and Swayla's like, "What is this? What is this dish?
What is this dish?" And she's like, nachos. And y'all, they're like at Bill and Barb's.
Yeah.
They're like at some just regular, like maybe a Ruby, not even a Ruby Tuesday. They're at like a Ruby Mondays.
It's a step up from it's a step up from a nice Chili's.
Just a step up.
But they have this waiter who's so excited to be on camera. Y'all, this waiter is definitely a mixologist. He loves talking about all the drinks he can make. And that I can tell you that the old fashioned he made her was too sweet. I can tell you that now it looked too sweet.
He likes to shake the thing, shake her for exactly 30 seconds.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Did someone just text me?
It's probably. They were thumb up in your dick pic.
Everyone's like, where's Piano Cat? Where's Peter thumbing up my dick pic? Hey, like the
hey, hey, rocking in and rolling in a whatnot.
Fonz, you're so cool.
Shut up, Ralph Mouth.
Where were we? So anyway, they're there at the restaurant. He doesn't like jalapenos. She suggests, why don't we get some pens and paper? We can do our therapy homework. And they're talking about their household duties. And he writes all the stuff that's like, I'll take care of the outside. I'll take care of my stuff. I'll wash my dishes, blah, blah, blah. And sometimes watch the kids. She's like, so I have to take care of me and the babies. He's like, yeah, what's wrong with that?
And you just do your stuff.
And honestly, and I'm not saying I agree with him here, y'all, but from everything we've learned about fucking Asuelu, it's going to be like to shake him and rattle his head around that he understands he has to do half and half with chores. They need to break it down to a level. She needs to say, you do exactly what I tell you. That's going to be the only way.
Why is she expecting miracles from him that he's never given her evidence of?
Yeah. And I feel like that's culture for him because it seems like Samoan culture is so patriarchal that the men do very little of domestic duties.
Yeah.
And she's wanting 50-50.
Oh yeah.
And I don't think he'll never be able to imagine that in theory. So she'll only have to tell him, this is what you need to do. And he's like, okay, I'll make it work. And if you tell him exactly what he needs to do, he'll do it, in theory. But I will say, and he's like, I'll do it. Fine, whatever you want. You are the pineapple of my life. You are the pineapple of my life. That's why I'll always do the chores. I'm raking the apples.
I mean, who has fucking apples that they have to rake?
Yeah, I feel like he does. He rakes the apples so he can be alone.
Is it? Yeah. Is it crab apples, you think?
I think it's real apples.
Remember when you thought crab apples would be good like apples and they weren't?
I needed it one time of eating a crab apple. And it was sour and awful.
They're not good at all.
No.
One time.
So you guys.
That's a country story. Like, there's some people from New York right now. They're like, what the fuck is that?
Crab apples. So anyway, so she sees some kind of hope in this, that they're starting to talk.
Because they are at dinner, like, laughing, and you kind of, I wrote, I'm like, oh, you can see why they are attracted to one another.
Right.
But y'all, three months later,
we're in fucking pandemic times. And y'all, she's just beating her face just to soothe herself.
Pandemic time. This is a magnifier. It's like it's just going to bring out what is already there that you can't run away from.
Right.
Good and bad.
So they've been fighting, of course, and he's going out with his friends and playing volleyball. And she's like, are you intentionally trying to expose us to COVID? Because he thinks if he's well, he won't get COVID. Again, it's like he's some kind of weird islander mindset that is just like, I'm fine. I'm a man.
Well, also, he is the hero of his story.
Yeah, we've talked about that before. He is the hero. Yeah. And they had a big fight about it. So she basically says, go to your fucking mom's. Go to Moneybags.
And you know what? She got him. She bought a one-way ticket down a westbound train. Remember that song?
Yes, but not a train, a flight.
Same thing. Shout out to Leanne Rimes.
So, the reason why they had a big fight is she has a tracker on his phone, which I guess you need. First of all, if someone had a tracker on my phone, that would be it. That would be the end. If I found someone had been tracking me, because
yeah, but sometimes she has to do that because a Suelo could be walking down the street and then see a butterfly and follow it and end up in Missouri.
I totally agree with you. I'm just saying, if it was me and someone says, "Yeah, I installed a tracker on your phone," I went, "You did what?" And that would be the end of it. But you're right; I'm different than a Suelo.
Yes,
in many ways. But.
If you need to install a tracker on your significant other's phone,
You've already lost.
You don't need to be with them.
I agree. So she says to her mom, she's sitting there talking to her mom in the bed, you know, I really don't see the point in being married anymore. And the mom's like, I support you in anything you do. And basically she wakes the Suelo up at 3:17 in the morning. And she says, I honestly don't know if I'll miss him. So, wow. And she even says, in the immortal words, sometimes love just ain't enough.
We said that, bitches.
Mm-hmm.
Kalani is a pretty crier.
She is. And I will say this, y'all. Hierarchical-wise, love is in the middle of the pack for making a relationship work. It's in the middle. Compared to trust, compared to meeting each other's needs, love is definitely in the middle.
I think it's really important to when you're in a relationship, the definitions of love can go all over the place. Trust, responsibility, being a good person, those are things that are more, those are more defined in our culture. And we know more what those things, we don't need the explanation for that. Love is, I think, can have more, it can just be an array and in good ways and bad. And I think as a couple talking about like, what is love to you? What does love mean to you? Because often love is encompasses those other definitions we talked about. But for, I bet you, Asuelu and Kalani have never had that conversation. And
what is to each of them?
Because love for her are these kind of action-oriented things of how you act. Love for him is just, we said, I love you. That's love.
Yep. Yeah, y'all, he's just simple Jack. I hate to say that. He is fucking simple Jack.
And you know what? Hit the road, Jack. Don't you come back no more, no more. I remember that song the first time I heard it. It's what you say? Speaking of.
You're acting like that song hasn't been on that long. That song's like all the way back in the 60s.
You know what? You're older than me, so you were in high school when it came out. Y'all.
That's what I want. I've been singing that for days. Been singing that ever since I watched this episode. And I was like, the best thing that I got free. That's what I want. Money. Give it to me.
Oh, poodle. You're going to miss her like you miss Brittani.
I'm going to miss her so much. I'm going to miss Mama Asuelu. I already miss Brittani. I'm gonna miss Andre's sister-in-law, Ima.
Oh, she is gorgeous, so sister-in-law. Gorgeous. She is so gorgeous.
Yep. I won't miss any of the main characters though, because we're gonna see them again.
No.
I might miss Andre's beautiful shirtless body.
I hope no one of importance listens to this episode because we've just blown like $10,000 in music.
I was going to say, we've just spent a lot of money.
Y'all, if this episode mysteriously goes down, you know why.
And I swear to God, y'all, if someone there says, yeah, they played Spotlight, they played Money, that's what I want, I will deny, and call you a fucking liar.
We'll block you. We will officially block you. All right. That said, though, let's jump in and listen to our sissy spotlight, shall we?
Hey, Maddie and Poodle. Congratulations on 1 year. I love your show. Just wanted to let you know, when I was listening this week, you guys were talking about Oklahoma and Texas and how they're different. And I actually lived in Oklahoma for 4 years and went to school, college there. And my history teacher was talking about how when she was in college, there was a social, I think it was a geographical sociologist that actually said that Oklahoma and Texas are their own, like, separate regions. Like, they're their own entities outside of the rest of the country. I guess apparently there's social regions throughout the country, and there are actually their own little islands in the middle of the country. So I thought you guys might find that interesting. And just keep up the good work. Keep going, Queens. Love your show.
That was such a cool history lesson, you guys.
An unnamed sissy. I agree with this. I've told people before. Again, y'all, Poodle can validate. No one believes these stories about Oklahoma and Texas.
Oklahoma is the upside down, y'all. All kinds of shit happens there. All kinds of shit.
It's true, y'all. I think even more now because I'm home a lot and I'm telling Poodle all these things. Every night before we start our podcast, we do a little check-in, and his face usually is just horrified.
I get to a point where I can't handle any more of the Oklahoma stories.
Anyway, y'all, we're going to have a lot. Thank you for that sissy shout out. I love these shout outs have become like historical, Sometimes yep. they're thank you. Sometimes they're building other sissies. If yep. you're in our Gatreon and you're on the top Gatreon tier, the come at us tier. I should send that. I'll send that number out again soon. Because we changed it up. Yes, you can call us and leave a 1-minute voicemail. We do prefer if you leave your screen name just so we know that you're not like somebody who canceled 5 months ago and now you're just still calling because you're a thirsty bitch.
Yeah, that happens. And you know what? I don't really have a real problem with that.
But you know what we don't have problem with?
Anyway.
Sissy shout outs.
No, we do not. I'll start with my sissy shout out.
E and F. Like Ephraim and Frank.
My sissy shout out. Thank you for that. Thinking we needed to hear that.
Seven brothers. Those were the brothers on.
Frank wasn't one, was he?
Yep. Ephraim, Frank, and Gideon. I was Gideon.
Oh, it was A. Was it really A, B, C, D, E, F, G?
You're kidding me, right?
I didn't know that.
Yeah. All the men and all the women. I don't know if the women. Adam. But all the brothers. Adam. Sorry, y'all. I'm going to have
to. We're not listening to Seven Brides from Seven Brothers.
Why not? Why would you not?
Talk about.
Because why? Because
no one gets a
beautiful hide wherever you may be.
And I want to eat my Postmates, bitch.
It's Adam, Benjamin. Benjamin was the hot one. Caleb, Daniel, Ephraim, Frank, and Gideon.
Well, my life is complete knowing that. So can I just do mine? Sissy shout out.
Sure.
My sissy shout out goes to Aaron Scheinbach. Like a beer. Like Shiner.
Okay.
And you know the like Scheinbach beers. Isn't that a beer?
Maybe.
You know the weirdest thing now that I said that?
Oh, God.
It goes along with this story. Aaron Scheinbach considers herself quite the beer aficionado. Oh. So much so that she is creator her own brewery at her home.
Oh.
And the weirdest thing is that she names the breweries, she names her beers that she creates in her basement after her second love is basketball. So she's like, this is Allen Iverson's ale. This is Shaquille O'Neal's stout. Everything is alliterative because she's a fucking grammar nerd.
I want you to keep going because there's only like 3 more basketball names that you know.
There's Christian Leitner's Lager. let's see. There's LeBron James's ale. That's the 4. That's the.
You should have done lager, LeBron lager.
Well, I said lager earlier. I didn't want to repeat myself like you just did. But thanks for listening.
But you broke your form.
Thanks for listening to me. I appreciate it. Anyway, Aaron.
Howdy, Pippin Pilsner.
There you go. She loves basketball and beer. And weirdly, she got this like brainstorm to do this when she was at a basketball game and some crazy fan just like soaked her with beer while someone like threw a 3-pointer and she had an orgasm and she knew she had to combine both of them. And every time she drinks a basketball player named beer, like Allen Iverson ale, she gets off because she thinks about him sinking it in the net and it going, and that guy throwing beer on her. And so, because sometimes she doesn't get off with her husband, she finger bangs herself to beer. It's a sweet ending. It's a sweet story. That's Aaron Scheinbach. It's fine.
I'm so sorry, Aaron Scheinbach.
You know what? It's good.
Our next sissy shout out's the letter F. And this goes out to Patty Fairfax. Last name rhymes with Fankins. Patty Fairfax Fankins.
I don't think you can do middle names. We haven't done that yet, but I guess you're choosing to do it.
We are now. I saw the F. You know why? Because Patty Fairfax Fankins will only answer to Patty Fairfax Fankins. Y'all, if you call her Patty, she won't hear.
Patty!
Patty! I just showed that brother video to my brother last night. If you call her Fairfax, if you call her Miss Fankins, if you're nasty, she still won't respond. It's got to be Patty Fairfax Fankins. Y'all, and Patty Fairfax Fankins, she likes to make planters for, she's obsessed. She went to anthropology and she saw that they had all these little succulents planted in these cute little things. They were like $40 for a succulent. And she said, that's ridiculous. And as someone who's written many a company and has talked to many a manager, because Patty Fairfax Fankins likes to be heard, she decided, I'm going to make my own. So she started using, collecting the top side of a savant at finding the tops of medicine cups that we all lose.
Oh, I always lose them.
You know what I'm talking about? Pepto-Bismol, Robitussin.
I lose them. I just drink the bottle.
NyQuil, literally. NyQuil, where's the cap? Nobody knows where the cap is.
I just throw them away.
Patty Fairfax Fankins knows where they are, and she finds them, and she plants little succulents, and she's mastered the art of making her succulents look like little erect penises.
Oh.
So, y'all, if you want a succulent garden of erect dicks, call Patty Fairfax Fankins at pattyfairfaxfankins.play.
Dot fuck.
Well, she thought it would be, she was like, her to her husband Tom, she's like, Tom, I think that's playful. And he was like, all right, honey, because when you're married to a wife that you have to call Patty Fairfax Fankins, you know you can't tell her shit.
When are we gonna get 90gays.fuck?
Never.
Anyway, that's the show, y'all.
That's the show.
That's a two-parter. Listen later on this week. Friday, we got our Bi-Curious coming up. It is Bridezilla's, the season premiere, season 13 premiere.
And we've season one of Toe for our Patreon.
That's the, we'll have our first, that will be our first.
Tell-all.
Our first tell-all, part of the tell-all?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So that's our Patreon. We'll be part one of season one of The Other Way, Toe. And what else? Anything? Any other announcements?
I think we've got, don't forget, if you're in the Facebook group of Sissy Squad, every Saturday night we're doing our watch and chat.
Yes. Y'all, we had such a good time doing Back to the Future. Oh my God. I might do Back to the Future too on Saturday.
Oh, that'd be fun. That would be fun because I just watched that in the hospital. So you should do it. I'm not in the watching chats right now, so don't come for me because I can't be there. But I'm there in spirit. Also, we've got what else is it?
Well, I felt your spirit there, and I cast it out
because we're doing spells now. I also want to remind people that, and we have a list. Don't we have a list of this at the top, y'all? We have several different off sissy off groups. Now, I just want to say they're not associated. Yeah, they're not associated with us, and meaning that Den Mother Jackie and Chris and Andrea don't have fucking time to moderate your shit, and neither do Boodle and I.
And there's a Sober Sissies group, there's a Sissy Accountability group.
You're working on your health.
Yeah, and there's a lot of others. So you can probably just search those. If you search Sissy, unless it's going to be some kind of sex sissy thing, which you can probably see from the pictures.
Or make a post in the squad and everybody will come at you with all the different groups. I think we have I don't even know. I thought we had a list. There's five different groups now. We really need to make an announcement and keep that at the top. Maybe we already have. I don't know.
You know what? Someone, some sissy come at us and I'll put it as an announcement.
About it's
what
true. We also, I think we got that and we that. And lastly, y'all, we want to remind you, go to rockthevote.org because voting is important.
Rock the Vote will tell you where, if you want to vote absentee, you can vote or vote by mail, how you need to vote at any point in any state in the U.S. But guys, we want you to vote because voting is the most important thing you can do right now.
It is. And you know, we could have different politics, but if you vote and I vote, I'll talk to you about it. But if you have political opinions and you don't vote, shut the fuck up. You got nothing
to say.
I don't want to talk to you. So vote, and we all make our opinions heard and valid, and it's important. It is not, as we know from 90 Day Fiance, this does not happen in the rest of the world. So it is a blessing, so honor it.
Yeah.
I think that's all we have to say, right? Well, we call these people.
Peuple, the French word for people.
We call these people lonely hearts, people, because we all just lonely hearts looking for love in all the wrong places.
Yes. And if someone tells you, you are the pineapple of my life,
call us.
Poodle, I need to talk to you about something that happened at our New York live show.
The lying designer said it was his first time and that his wife didn't care.
No, Poodle. It's just that people are talking about your outfit from the show.
Oh, yes. My corset that I bought online that was specially made for my body. It accentuated my creamy shoulders and gave me a waist cinched for the gods.
Well, also, I don't know how to say this, but some sissies said their male husbands noticed your...
caboose? Men flock to my posterior. It makes sense.
No, the other side. They noticed your junk.
Oh, my.
And apparently there was some jealousy. I can't believe I'm talking about this. But some men said you looked very junk forward, and some male sissies in the audience were a little jealous.
Well, they should be. I bring the heat. Well, if I'm honest, Maddie, I've got a little secret.
Oh, I know you banged the guy that organizes your building's trash bins.
How dare you mention Orlando? I can neither confirm nor deny. No, Maddie, I mean, those male sissies don't need to be jealous at all. Well, maybe a little jealous. But they, too, can be junk-forward like me. My secret is that I wear the contoured pouch and ball caddy from MeUndies.
The contoured pouch and ball caddy?
Yes, the contoured pouch and ball caddy. Not only is MeUndies underwear comfortable and breathable, but it also makes my junk look huge.
MeUndies, who knew?
Yes, and MeUndies has looks for all types of people. From all black classics to fun, expressive prints, MeUndies has a look for everyone. Plus, they come in sizes extra small through 4XL, guaranteeing a flattering cut for everybody.
Oh, and I do know that MeUndies isn't just about underwear. Their lounge collection is incredible, featuring joggers, hoodies, and onesies, and more. And it is unmatched comfort because MeUndies' signature fabric is as soft as a warm hug from your favorite sweater. It's breathable, stretchy, and oh so comfy, making it ideal for all-day wear.
Well, not only are they cozy, but MeUndies uses sustainably sourced materials and works with partners that care for their workers. And if you're not happy with your first pair of MeUndies, it's on MeUndies.
Well, Poods, now that I'm living the single life like Nuttley, I need to advertise. I'm getting some MeUndies.
I don't want to hear about your sex life on the podcast. Sissies, good things come in big packages at MeUndies. Get 20% off your first order plus free shipping at MeUndies.com/realitygaze.
That's MeUndies.com/realitygaze for 20% off plus free shipping. MeUndies, comfort from the outside in.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.